98.1 KZE, good afternoon and welcome back. This is Will with you here. We are continuing our series celebrating Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, which kicks off next week, November 1st through the 13th. Three courses of lunches for $20.95 and dinners for $29.95 at so many restaurants, dozens and dozens of restaurants all over the Hudson Valley. For all of the details, you can go to HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. You can also check out the Valley Tables website. It's ValleyTable.com. And my guest this afternoon, one of the owners of Ottavola Trattoria in New Paltz, Rosemay Smith. Rosemay, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Will. I'm happy to be here.
And thanks for taking the time to hang out with us here at KZE. I do also want to direct listeners to toward your website. It's OttavolaNY.com. As I told you, as we were getting to know each other, you guys do a really nice job with your website. Very clean, easy to navigate. I'm enjoying some of the photographs of the food right now.
Thank you.
Is that a fun thing to do to kind of set things up and make sure that you get those photos that are representative of something you're very passionate about on the website?
Absolutely, yes. We use some local photographers as well who happen to be friends of mine also, who take care of our website and also do all of the pictures. So whenever we have a menu change, it's imperative that I make sure that I get them in here just to be able to see all the new food, because obviously we are featuring local products as often as possible, which is generally more often than not. And so, yeah, it is very important for us to be able to get pictorial representations up, which we also obviously put up on other social media as well, because pictures really do get people excited about food, which is great.
I've heard many times from people who know more about food than I do, and chefs and things like that, that, right, the meal starts with your eyes.
Definitely. Absolutely. And our chef, Emma, is great at plating and making you excited not only to taste the food, but, as you said, to look at it first, because it does actually tend to titillate the rest of your senses and just get you more excited to eat what is in front of you.
Let's talk about Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. How long have you folks been participating?
Well, the restaurant has been participating since we've opened, and we opened about 5.5 years ago. It'll be 6 years in April. So every spring and fall, we have always participated in Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. It's a great way to be able to open your doors to people who may not be able to otherwise come to your restaurant and be able to really enjoy everything that the Hudson Valley has to offer, which, as we know, is a lot. Even though we woke up to snow today, which is really interesting in October, there are still things that are going to be harvested that we will continue to use as we get into the colder months. So Restaurant Week has always been a great way to introduce more people to our food, which we're very proud of and very happy to get new people in to try it, who, like I said, may otherwise just not go out very often. It's a great way to have a prefix option for $29.95, which is, you know, you really can't beat that when you're dealing with restaurants who are using a lot of local ingredients, which tends to be a little bit more expensive. This is a great way to be able to try it.
You mentioned the $29.95. Let's make sure that we get this in there. You folks, some restaurants participate, you know, maybe they focus on lunch or dinner or both. You folks are focusing on dinner this year.
Correct. Yes, exactly. We serve dinner from Thursday to Monday.
And, well, you're only participating in the dinner portion with Hudson Valley Restaurant Week.
Correct.
Just don't want anyone to show up for lunch and be, you know, and be confused.
Exactly, yes.
How much of a team effort is this? I introduced you as one of the owners, so that means that you have, you know, partners in this endeavor, and you have chefs, and you have, you know, I'm thinking a general manager and things like that. How much of this is a team effort?
It's actually all a team effort. As we started talking about what we were going to do for Restaurant Week, my bar manager, Kyle, you may see on the bottom of our Restaurant Week menu, is we're also featuring a Restaurant Week cocktail, which he came up with, which also features some local ingredients as well. So he's also part of, you know, throwing in his ideas, and obviously Chef and my partner, Nathan, who's also my partner in life, is also an integral part of this. So we all talk about things together, and obviously Emma, my chef, is the first person to come up with ideas, but there's always some tweaking that can happen, or just some different ideas if, you know, she's stumped about something, you know, maybe just thinking of, you know, putting in roasted butternut squash with the caramelized onion raviolini, which is obviously a great addition and, you know, very on point in terms of what is available for the fall season.
It's noteworthy to me that you mention your bar manager and the cocktails that will be a part of the Hudson Valley Restaurant Week celebration this year at Atavola Trattoria, because this is sort of an ongoing theme that we keep coming back to in this series of interviews, is the way that the beverage side of things seems to have really grown with Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. And that's, I think, an interesting connection with the Support the Craft, you know, initiative that the Valley Table has been involved in. Is that something that you guys have really made a deliberate effort to expand the way you tie in the drinks section?
Absolutely, yes. For the last several times that we've participated in Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, we have also created a cocktail to go with it as well, because it should be a full experience for people. And our cocktail program here is a large part of our program. So as much as our food is obviously the star, the cocktails, you know, run a very close second. So there's no reason not to also feature a delicious crafted cocktail, which, like I said, you know, includes the local maple syrup, so still including local products that the Valley has to offer.
My guest this afternoon, Rose Mae Smith. She is one of the owners of Atavola Trattoria in New Paltz. You can go to atavolany.com to see what's happening there. And we're talking about Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, which kicks off November 1st, running through the 13th. Three courses, lunches for $20.95, dinners for $29.95. For the full list of all of the many, many participating restaurants, you can go to HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. We want to mention Atavola is taking part in the dinner portion of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. Also, you guys will be really kicking things off, I guess, on the 3rd, because you're closed the day before, I guess. Is that right?
Correct. We're closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So it's starting on a Tuesday this year. So, yes, we'll be starting on Thursday the 3rd.
One of the other focuses, actually, let's turn to your menu, because I'm looking at it right now. And that was pretty cool that you sent me this just a few minutes ago. I'm looking at the official Restaurant Week menu for Atavola Trattoria in New Paltz. I'm really excited about this local apple salad. You have a bunch of my favorite things all thrown together in a salad with a hard cider vinaigrette. And I've never had such a thing, a hard cider vinaigrette.
Can't wait for you to try it. Yeah, the hard cider. So, yes, we'll be using a local hard cider and, as you said, just turning it into a simple vinaigrette. I mean, these are all very simple ingredients, but when put together, are able to sing and really obviously be able to show what the Valley has to offer. And obviously, we're pretty well known for our apples around here, so there's no reason not to feature those. The kale Caesar salad is also a fantastic menu item. Also very, very simple. Our Caesar dressing is made traditionally with anchovy as well. The Parmesan tuile is just a perfect little crunchy topping to have on there. One of the things I'm very excited about is our caramelized onion raviolini. All of our pastas are made in-house.
Really?
And yes, and with lots of love and painstakingly so. The caramelized onion raviolini is fantastic. It is just a very simple mix of ingredients. But if anyone enjoys caramelized onions as much as I do, you would love these raviolini. Raviolinis are just a small ravioli. So in that bite, you are tasting mascarpone and the caramelized onions. And then if you get a little bit of the sweetness from the butternut squash and the local mushrooms, it's just a perfectly well-rounded dish. And I haven't had anyone ever taste it that didn't absolutely love it. I'm very excited. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just curious. I have a partner at home who spends a good deal of time making fresh pasta, and I see the work, the labor that she puts into the process, and she makes ravioli. And is it more labor intensive and difficult because they're smaller? That seems like it would make the whole process harder.
It definitely is. Yes, absolutely. And obviously, because they are smaller, we offer more during our regular offering than we would on a regular size ravioli. So yes, it is extremely labor intensive and a painstaking process, but we have always made our own pastas in-house, and that's something that'll never change because they just taste better.
And it's weird to me how many people, or not weird, but it's how many people out there have never had, like, you know, house-made fresh pasta. It's just an experience. It's just a really special experience if you've never had it.
It absolutely is. It's definitely, I mean, it's one of our signatures is our house-made pastas. And the pepper de bolognese is something that has never come off of our menu. It's definitely one of our signature dishes. That's, you know, the bolognese sauce, it's got some secret ingredients in it that most people cannot figure out, and the flavor is fantastic. And the pappardelle is a perfect noodle to match up to the weight of the bolognese sauce, as it is a wide, flat, long noodle. So that's just a perfect pairing as well. And I also just wanted to point out for our grilled trout, which is also one of our secundi options, we are, for the first time, offering a substitution of grilled tofu, which is wonderful because obviously there's a lot of vegetarians that live in the Hudson Valley.
Yep.
So you want to be able to offer them as many options as possible. And the rest of the sides that come with that grilled trout are absolutely beautiful. And the plating on that, as we spoke about earlier, that, you know, the meal really starts as soon as the plate is set down before you and you are already excited based on, you know, how beautiful and how things are laid out. And that plating is gorgeous. And I also would love to point out that the local sunflower sprouts are coming from a great farm in Rosendale who is going to be able to continue to grow those for us all winter long, which we are very, very excited about.
And that's really cool that you guys are, you know, open to trying something with a tofu as well. I know that that's kind of a, there's some resistance sometimes in the kitchen from chefs with things like that.
There is, but our chef is definitely open-minded and wanting to just make sure that as many people as possible get to try her food. Whatever we have to do to make sure that, you know, whatever dietary concerns you have, we want to make sure that we take care of you.
Well, Rosemae Smith, I've certainly enjoyed the conversation, and we're looking forward to Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, November 1st through the 13th. Three courses, lunches for $20.95, dinners for $29.95. HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com to get the full list and all the details on the many participating restaurants. Rosemae Smith, owner, one of the owners of Ottavola Trattoria in New Paltz. You can go to OttavolaNY.com. They will be partaking in the dinner section of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, and they will be kicking off on November 3rd. Rosemae, have a wonderful time with Restaurant Week. Best of luck, and hopefully we get to see you down the road.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time. Well, I really appreciate it, and really appreciate WKZE and everything they do to help out the local community as well.
Oh, well, thank you for the kind words.
Absolutely.
It's 98.1 KZE.